שלום לכם, תודה שאתם מצטרפים.
Hello and thanks for being with us on the New Leaf show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello Dr. Lightman. Hello everyone. And today we'd like to talk to Dr. Lightman about the need for physical connection. Dr. Lightman, look. We're in the times of the coronavirus, where we have this kind of paradigm, not only in our mind, but really also in our heart, that we have to be careful because physical contact with someone can be dangerous. You could get infected, you could infect others, we keep 2 meters distance, we wear masks, and as time goes by, there's this feeling that we're simply afraid of physical contact. Now, if I look at human history, physical contact is something that's necessary for our evolvement as a human species, a baby on his mother's arms, and so on and so on. My first question, this period where we're forced to keep our physical distance, how will it affect the quality of connection between people? Well, I didn't really prepare myself for such a question, but it is clear to us, it should be at least clear to us, that there is a very serious development in terms of or toward the correction of our relationships. Look, from the dawn of history, if we're talking about the evolvement of the human species, of humanity, we understand that the closer people are, that they hug, hold hands. This comes as a result of us, first of all, that we live inside our mother, then we're born, then we move from an inner connection to an external connection, being on her arms, that we can be held and hugged by our relatives, grandparents, father, aunts, uncles, brothers, sisters, meaning the closer we are to each other, naturally, like it is with animals, naturally, we really touch each other. And even though that later on we have developed egoistically over thousands of years, but still, if I respect someone, then I hold him in my hands, I hug him. This is how we were supposed to build our physical relations of being close, giving a hug, that this actually should express our inner closeness, the inner closeness that we feel toward each other or that we have between us. And so it seems to us natural. But nowadays, that our ego has grown so much that we have to start to really correct it, to arrange it in such a way that it will be what we call that it'll be what we call our internality and externality for them to be equal, meaning that our heart and mouth will be equal. But right now, we're in the world of lies, that we can smile, we can hug, we can shake hands, but on the inside, we hate each other, we disrespect and disregard one another endlessly. And therefore, in order to correct humanity, and in order to arrange us, to shake us up, so that we'll understand where we are, that we really have to start arranging society, that enough already, we have reached a state where we're completely, we're using our ego, exhausting it fully. But what about our inner relationships? The connection between people. And here we come to a need for some external force. You can suppose call it the coronavirus, doesn't matter how you call it. But this force, it seizes the physical connection between us, distances us, and says, to the measure to which you can be good to each other, you can come closer. To the measure to which you're not good to each other, don't come closer. And that you've developed trade and industry and tourism and different things together, it's all a lie. The external form where you criticize one another, it's not a result of your inner connection or internally coming closer to each other. On the inside, you completely disregard others, don't want to be close to each other. If we're talking about nations, if we're talking about people, and externally wise, yeah, you travel, you do things together as though it's normal. But in order to correct us, we have to really correct our relationships, and then, according to our relationships, we can come closer. And so, this coronavirus, it is one of the examples, one of the actions of how nature is influencing us, saying, move away, like a mom tells her child, move away from him, he's a bad person, he's a bad kid, and this child, you can come a bit closer to him, but just a bit, and he's a good kid. With him, you can play, and even play such games where maybe, God forbid, you could hurt each other with a ball, or go to the swimming pool, or to the sea together, or something. Meaning, mom measures my preferable connection to the rest of the children, and accordingly, she tells me to be one way or another, and she wants to my benefit. Same thing now. We have reached a state where we have become real liars toward each other. We use it without paying any attention to our inner closeness. And so comes the coronavirus and says, now I'm arranging all of these things between you. If you, according to your ego, hate each other, then move away. Just to summarize what I understood, you're saying that if you truly examine your life, you'll see that the physical connections that you had with people, whether it's some kind of friction, shaking hands, hug, whatever, we can actually divide these ties into two kinds. There are ties or connections where you shake someone's hand, and by this you really want to express peace and friendship, and there are states where you can do something that as if is supposed to bring you closer and bring peace and friendship, but in your heart you can't stand that person. And into this world that was divided up until now into these two categories, true connection, people that I really feel have warm feelings towards, and those people that I can't stand, comes the corona and stopped all kinds of connections between people, those that were true, those that were false. It said, that's it, no connection with no one. And now you as if have to learn how to restart the system and build new relationships, connections. Now, but the second kind of connection you mentioned, the second thing you just mentioned, that the corona wants to arrange our relationships, it will be only to the measure to which our heart will allow us to do it. But that's still ahead. Okay, I want to ask about the physical connection. Researches show that even the slightest physical connection between people is enough in order to fight feelings of rejection, loneliness. It enhances the dynamics between people, can help people get well again. Why is it made this way that physical contact gives us so many good things? Still, it is a connection between people. That either the embryo is inside the mother's womb, receiving everything that he gets from his mother, and he has the closest and tightest connection, or that he moves a bit away from her as he is born, but still he's on her hands, and he feels that he is connected with her. We're built in such a way that the physical connection gives us a feeling of connection. And this connection is necessary. It's necessary. You saw children who grew up without a warm hug from their mother. Unfortunately, I did. You can see on them how different they are. In many discernments, that they can't express warmth, sympathy. They're cold. They're very different from people that grew up in a good and correct kind of way. Why are we built in such a way? I'm taking two ends of the scale as if. You're saying that at first where you are an embryo in your mother's womb, you're at the top of your physical contact with someone. Then she gives birth to you. You're on her arms. There are other relatives around you that hug you, love you, kiss you. Meaning, in the beginning of life, we have a tight physical connection. What happens afterwards as we grow up? We're as if looking for the warmth, connection, but we don't always find it. Why is it made this way? Because we're going through a state where we disconnect from our upper, our mother, our father, and we start evolving by our own forces, and then we too reach a state where we ourselves become parents. And then each of us becomes a grandfather, a grandmother, and eventually we have to leave this world by becoming completely separated. Not much to add here. It's according to what we learn from the upper partsufs. I don't know if this is something that we want to start talking about on this show, but it all comes as a result of the upper spiritual partsuf being born from its upper partsuf also. Through conception, suckling, it grows and further and further going on through the stage of 3 years, 6 years, 9 years, 12, 13, and 20 years until it reaches a point where it already passes from one degree to the next, from state to state, meaning that it gets rid of the previous state. This is what we call death and passes on to the next state. Meaning this all comes from development. We don't see this development the way it advances us, only what we see from our eyes, from our life. And therefore, it seems to us that everything ends with separation, that's it. But no, we're tied in our souls with one another, and we advance. At this point, I would like to go back to our time, the coronavirus. I understand that physical connection is something that we need, since we're an embryo in our mother's womb, and it's important all life long. It can nurture us, and now that we are in a period where the corona shows us that physical contact is dangerous, do you think that we are going to go through some kind of mental damage? The prohibition of physically touching other people, will it hurt our psyche? No. To the contrary. It comes in order to teach us, to educate us, that we actually need inner closeness in order to reach external closeness, so that we'll have what we call that a person's heart and mouth are equal, that our heart is our inner closeness, that it will direct us to the measure to which we have to be close or distant from one another, corporeally wise, physically wise. There are people that, by character, they don't like physical contact, and there are people that can't go without physical contact. I know many people that say, give me a hug. They really have to feel. If they don't, they can't feel you. What do you do in a state where any kind of physical contact is forbidden, that people really need it? They go crazy without it. Then probably they have to now get a kind of education, guidance of how to reach a state where they can get a hug, feel physical closeness with others, and for it to be to their benefit and to the benefit of others. We have to think about how to do it. But even a handshake, all the more a hug, a kiss, these are things that they remain because they come to us from the upper force, upper mechanism, that there are such relations between souls. And so we simply have to know, what do we have to do? What kind of inner state do we have to reach, so that this system will really allow us to be close to each other? And it doesn't matter on what levels of closeness, degrees of closeness, but no matter what, here there has to be the development, evolvement of love. So on the way to correct ourselves and love another as yourself, in that we have to reach a state where the connection between us, the closeness between us, will be a result of the instruction or order of the heart, that the heart measures the measure to which I can physically be close to someone else. And this is by the measure of love that we acquire toward each other. So, I really hope that this virus that we're now experiencing, these different phenomena, that it will allow us to think a moment, what should we do? That we really have to correct our relationships and the gaps between us, and to arrange ourselves in such a way that to the measure to which I can develop a good attitude toward others, to that extent, I can be in contact with that person. And if not, I deserve to live in the woods or in some remote place where there are no people. Because by character, I don't want to cause anything good to anyone. So it's better for me to be this way in order not to harm others. And then nature, by other viruses, more complex viruses, it will start showing me how close or distant can I be in relation to everyone. You said that today we have to develop love, or there has to be more. This is the kind of development that has to happen, the development of love another as yourself. How can I develop this not only toward those people that I don't like, that I like, but also towards those that I don't like? How can we start feeling this towards someone that I don't feel any love towards without physical contact? What kind of inner senses should we develop? The physical connection that you develop says nothing, but as a result of being in one system, that you belong to one soul, to a general system, to one humanity, and you understand that you are entering this system and acting in it in a way that one influences the other, and when you come closer to each other, you perform inner corrections by it. And the external closeness only shows your inner closeness until you truly hug as one man and one heart, by which you become, all of humanity becomes as one. And from that, you perceive the upper force that clothes in you and elevates you to the whole, complete, and eternal degree. In order to advance toward that, I have to start building a warm attitude for myself towards others. True. How do I do it when I can't physically come close to you? How do I pass the what I feel in my heart towards you when we have to keep away? That we have to keep our distance 2 meters. No, that's not good. Physical closeness says nothing. It's very deceitful. So I look at you. I see that you're not like me in something. I see that physically I feel no fondness toward you. And this is also how you look at me. We don't see people's internality, but only their externality. The forms and shapes of people that I'm not used to, so I don't even understand them. I was in China, for example, or in other places, and I didn't understand people. I looked at them, but their expression, external expressions, I didn't understand them. Maybe it's something that you have to learn. Therefore, I think that the fact that we're growing apart, this will give us new discernments so that we will be able to know how to come closer, to learn how to come closer. How can I express a good and nice attitude toward someone? Warm attitude if we have to keep our distance, because I might infect him, he might infect me. In such a reality, under the current conditions, can I give someone a feeling of warm attitude? I think that it's the best thing that can be, that I have to direct my heart toward others so strongly, so directly, that they will feel it, that they'll feel it, even though that they don't see me, or they see me from afar. And the main thing for me is that really I think about them. I'm drawn to them. Drawn meaning not that we'll physically hug, but that we'll hug internally, that we will feel each other's hearts, each other's thoughts. And this will be enough. It'll be good and sufficient instead of the external hugs in terms of body, hands. We see that it doesn't work, that it doesn't hold. Suppose a young couple, they hug so much, and what happens later? You see? Even parents and children that hug. But later, the children grow up and move on to their own life. Meaning the true eternal inner connection is an inner connection. Eternal connection is an inner connection. And so the coronavirus is now doing something amazing. It's distancing us physically and positioning positioning us in a situation that's happening gradually so that we'll have to have an inner connection between us. Can you give us some kind of practical exercise? You said that you have to direct your heart toward others so much so that they will feel, even without seeing you, that they'll feel the warmth of your heart. Can you give me some kind of exercise? Until our next meeting, what do I have to do? I have to think about someone, I have to tell him, I have to call him. No. Calling someone, that's also physical contact. So what do? We're talking about feelings, emotions. So I emotionally want to influence someone so that he will feel that I love him, that I hug him, that I want to be close to him. Not physically, but internally, emotionally. And this is how I direct myself toward him, think about him. And then my thoughts, my emotions, they influence him. And gradually, I enter his heart. He starts understanding that this is my attitude toward him. I have to do this exercise only toward the people that I love, and because of the situation, I have to keep my distance from them now, or also in relation to people that I don't like as much. How should I start working with this? To start working with this exercise, the wisdom of Kabbalah talks about this, that we have to develop our attitude, our feelings towards others. For this, we have to connect between us into physical groups that talk about this. But not that in these groups we necessarily have to hug each other or kiss or have a physical kind of connection in order to influence each other. Groups don't have to be physical in terms of getting together in one room around one table, but that we simply pass on to each other. In the meantime, that we don't have common feelings, we still pass on to each other the form of our development. Examples. What do I think about others? How I hope that others will give me pleasure. And we have to help each other in this regard until our heart opens. Until our heart opens. Let's take this as an exercise until our next meeting. Our time's up. Thank you very much, Dr. Leitman. And thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.